Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. My name is Jerome Lewis. I'm your host for today. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast where we talk marketing, tech, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast that has two purposes. Purpose number one, to educate and inform our audience and listeners. Purpose number two, Priscilla, to spotlight you, your business, your service, or your product in a way that provides value to you, including market exposure and content creation. With that, we have a very special guest who I met on social media, y'all. Met her on social media. Priscilla Lanier Hughes, known on social media as Priscilla Ruth, has been an entrepreneur, inspirational speaker, and coach for over 30 years. She is passionate about helping entrepreneurs create and build wealth, protect their assets, and retire worry-free. On her free time, she enjoys zip lining, rock and tree climbing, and anything adventurous that will give her an adrenaline rush. She and her husband and little daughter, Ashley, reside in New Jersey. Priscilla, I'm excited that you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jerome. It's a pleasure to be here on your podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm excited that you're here. We have your bio. Tell us a little bit about your bio. 30 years. Being a coach for 30 years, that's impressive. So tell us how you got to where you got to and how did you get into coaching? And then let's talk about some of the other stuff.
Well, I, you know, a long time felt within myself that I was made for something greater. I could remember as a kid just thinking like, you know, there's got to be more. I saw my parents work hard. They did the best that they could. But the 9 to 5, the grind, getting up every morning, that's what kind of deterred me because I was like, it's got to be something better this. And so I sought for something to help me where I can be later on in a better place in my life. And so I started early on, around 15, 16 years old, looking for a business and trying to find a vehicle that fits me. And so after so much time, I began to coach other people in the development space, entrepreneurship, leadership space. And here I am.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So one of the things that I'm an advocate of, and I just talked about this on a podcast right before yours, I had another guest and we talked about coaching. So you've been a coach for 30 years. Could you tell us what coaching is and why it's important? Some people don't understand the value or the relevance of coaching. So could you talk about that a little bit before we jump into the questions?
Yes. So my area of coaching has always been within personal development and, as I said, leadership, business, and helping the person or entrepreneur who really wants to bring about change in their life. They don't want to do the normal 9 to 5. And so I help them with their mindset. But I more so, as of the last 20 something years, have been helping in the financial aspect, because I believe just because you start a business, you need two major things. You have to be prepared in the area of personal development because you are your business. Then you have to be prepared in the area of your finances. Those are the two major areas that I've been able to coach people along. And as of late, as I said, over the past 20 years within the financial services industry.
Thank you for sharing that. So I have a colleague, her name's Kendra. And Kendra, she had this quote, and I might mess it up a little bit. Kendra said that running a business is, she said, it's professional development with a side of personal development. I think that's what she said. I might be messing it up a little bit. So can you talk about that? Because I think a lot of people think they can get in business and start a business and get wealthy and rich and do all of this stuff without doing the personal aspect of things. So can you talk about that, please?
Yes. So I believe that quote may be stemming from the whole idea of not just looking at business as you starting a business, as if the business has a life of its own, even though it does, but you developing the business. And the only way you can develop the business is not just by starting and getting tools in place, but by developing yourself. So that's the professional and the personal development marrying. You can't have one without the other. You have to have the skills. You have to know what you're doing with what business that you're going to. And then you also have to have the personal development piece. You have to develop. And if you don't develop you, your business will really be at a place of stagnation. You have to do that personal development.
Thank you for sharing
that. That's where I think that's stemming from.
Thank you. So can you tell us about, we have, you're a coach and you coach specifically in regards to, you help people build wealth, protect their assets and retire worry free, which is like a lot of times we start a business like, oh, I'm going to make all this money. Yes. And then if I'm being honest, it normally doesn't work out that way. So you decided to get into financial services. Tell us what financial services is, because that could be like broad. Help us understand what you do and how you help us achieve wealth as entrepreneurs.
Okay, so within the financial services aspect, and it's so funny that I actually was introduced to financial services at 17 years old. And so, even though I was introduced to it then, I saw so much. I saw the money. I saw everything. And when I say financial services, I'm speaking of specifically life insurance industry. So I saw how big it was, saw what you can do with it. Then I went the route of college and all of that, because that's what most of us do and our parents want us to do. So I did that, but I always had this passion for business overall, but then within the financial services industry, specifically life insurance, because I saw life insurance as a vehicle ultimately for my family to be wealthy and then to help other people be wealthy. So that's how I was able to do. The coach always been, because I believe in self-development. But again, that big piece of life insurance and understanding how important your finances are when it comes to you starting the business, there's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. So you have to, at some point, marry the two. Understand personal development and understand as well that you have to have that financial component.
Thank you for sharing that. So a lot of us don't like to, insurance. Tell us what that is. Tell us more specifically what life insurance is.
Okay, so life insurance is when a life insurance company takes on the risk of you passing away. Now, previously in early, before the 1990s, life insurance was only seen as something to pay off when you passed away. And there was a component of life insurance, and there's different types, and I won't go into everything concerning details because I want to talk about how it can help you, specifically your audience of real estate investors. But life insurance is really to take on the risk where you don't want to, or you can't take on the risk. So if you pass away, it's going to pay a death benefit. But now we're in the era where life insurance can actually be used now. And that's what I want to talk to you more about, because it's not for so many people, especially entrepreneurs, especially real estate investors, right? It's not about you passing away. Nobody wants to think about death. I want to think about living. So how can I use life insurance right now to reach my financial goals? And that can be done.
Okay. I would love to hear you talk about that. So where do we start? It's like, okay, life insurance, like you said, most people think about death, but you're telling me it's like, there are some benefits where we can benefit, where we can gain benefit from using life insurance now. So how does that look? Where do we start so we can start to leverage those benefits?
Okay, that's a great question. So when I thought about being on this podcast, Jerome, again, thank you so much, because this is so important. I saw that one of the areas that so many people lack is financial education. So the first understanding and the question I'll ask the question was a common myth about my field of expertise within the life insurance industry is that people think it's only to pay off for death when you can use it now. So what does that look like for your audience who are real estate investors? And I'll give examples from some of my clients who have come to me. Either they were working professionals or they were entrepreneurs in business, and they were looking for something to help them build wealth. Some of them had heard about this particular product called an Index Universal Life, which is a type of life insurance product. And it came to me and said, well, I don't know about it. I heard that it's to help me build wealth. How does that look? And I said, well, what it would do is it will provide a death benefit to you if in case you pass away. But here's the thing. Wealthy people who use this same product within life insurance do not use it for the death component. they use it for the life component because it's life insurance, not death insurance. That's my motto. I love saying it, right? So what they do, they utilize the cash value of the policy right now to help build their business, to help leverage and build and buy assets and protect their assets. It's a life insurance policy that pays you now. So if I get, let's say, $1 million coverage, right? Or if I get $500,000 coverage, over time, I'm not only putting in money to pay for that death benefit, but I'm also putting in money into that policy above and beyond what pays for the death benefit. And my money is growing at an interest. My money is not, my money will not be lost. I'll say, you know, your money won't be lost. It's easier to explain. Everybody understands about the market. You lose money in the market, right? But in life, your money can be protected, okay? And this is what it looks like, that if you are an entrepreneur, or more specifically, if you are not just an entrepreneur, but a real estate investor, and you're looking to leverage your money, you're looking to secure your assets, you're looking to protect your assets, this is what life insurance can do for you. You can actually get a death benefit, but while you live, you can take from your life insurance policy that you can use that money to turn around and purchase another asset. Put money back if you want to. You don't have to. But most people will put that money back in, and it becomes a cash machine for you. So you don't have to worry about the red tape that comes along with, you know, applying for a bank. The red tape, you know, with all this paperwork and everything that you have to, you know, use to apply for a loan, you can be your own bank. And guess what, Jerome? This is what a lot of people don't know, that this is what banks do. They use what's called BOLI, bank-owned life insurance. And they use that on their most profitable employees, and they get tax benefits for paying the premium. Number two, they utilize it within their assets, their tier one, tier two assets. How do they make money? They do it through life insurance companies. And then number three, they tell you, put your money into our savings account. We'll give you 0.01%, but we'll take your money, which is our money now, and we'll put it into life insurance, and we'll make the interest that you could be making. And then we'll give you that 0.01%. So I always ask people, Jerome, what position would you like to be in? Would you like to be in the position of the bank, or the same position you're in now, getting 0.01%? Then they turn around, loan you money for a car, and charge you all this interest when you're utilizing your own money? It's crazy. But this is what the power of life insurance can do for you. Like, if you hear the passion in my voice, I'm like, I don't want to stop talking. So
I do.
Well, how you can.
I do.
It's powerful. And I've been able to help to utilize life insurance now. They have that death benefit, but man, this is called the wealthy man's Roth. Everybody knows a Roth IRA. It's better than the Roth. It's better than any financial vehicle. It's the most protected, most regulated industry in the world, and that's life insurance.
Thank you for sharing that.
Any questions?
We know what Roths are, but not everybody knows what a Roth is. So tell us what that is.
Well, Roth is a tax advantage vehicle. It's what people will use to help build retirement. But this is what I tell people all the time. You have Roths, you have 401ks, you have all these different retirement vehicles that people say, oh, I want to put my money here, but they don't understand the tax implications that come with it, the caps that come with it, the double taxation, because if you take, especially out of a 401k, if you take money out before 59 and a half, you'll be penalized. Then you have to pay it back with interest. All these different types of vehicles were supposed to be our saving grace for building retirement, but all they've done was pay Uncle Sam and give Uncle Sam his due. 30, 40% of our money, even at death, you are taxed. Your bank account is taxed. The interest of the 0.01% is taxed. If you get the 1099, y'all know, you get them every year. You're paying interest off of your own. It makes no sense.
Right.
So when you think about as a real estate investor, as an entrepreneur, you have to think about what strategy can I use to get myself in a position where I'm protecting my wealth. I'm making sure my wealth lasts long beyond me, just like the Rockefellers did. They use life insurance and trust, which is also what I do. What can I do to build wealth for real? Because I'm not playing in, you know the saying, I'm not playing in these streets, right? I'm not right. out here.
Right.
It's this is serious stuff. And when you think about it, and most people don't know this too, how many tax codes there are. Taxes started back in the early 1900s. It was a one pager. Now it's over 2,000 page document. Just because Uncle Sam needs his money. But I got a key to buy Sam, and the tax codes give life insurance, and it is the only vehicle that has the tax advantage. This is the only vehicle that IRS a tax advantage too. They say if you have life insurance, you're able to get your money out because it's a death benefit. But I can use my death benefit now, and that's the catch. That's what you can do to build wealth. Real estate investors out there, you can build wealth for real. You can use this money. It's your money on steroids. And protect your family. Get your assets in place. And you will realize real wealth. And that's through life insurance.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Ask me
some more. No, I wanted to, I appreciate that. So that like gets me fired up. And I think like I have a mixture audience, right? I got real estate investors. That's where I start. I'm a real estate investor. And one of the things that we hear a lot is you can be the bank. And I'm like, this sounds okay. And I've heard about it, but now I'm here with you. I can talk a little more face to face. And I think a lot of real estate investors, even when they're new, they understand that concept. So you talking on that gives me more tangibility to the concept, I guess. With that, I just want to, for anybody that's like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. I'm ready to go now. Like, how can they learn more? Like, how do I reach, like, where do I start? Do I reach out to you? Do I contact you? Tell me like how, actually, not where do I start? Tell us how we get in touch with you if we want to learn how we can like leverage what it is that you're doing in our business and in our life.
Okay, you can actually contact me. And most people, if you're on Facebook, I'm right on Facebook. You can DM me. You could contact me under Priscilla Ruth. I do have a link tree as well. And I don't know if you'll be able to post it here, but I do have a link tree as well. So you can find me under my link tree. And I have to find it because I don't always remember it, but it's linktree.com/ Priscilla Ruth _ Wealthy Way. Okay. So Priscilla Ruth _ Wealthy Way. And that's a way where you can see all of what I offer between life insurance, between wealth coaching, personal development coaching, my digital products, which I'm coming out with right now. And by the time this show airs, you'll be able to more than, you know, months from now purchase. So, you know, this is so important. If you are ready to ensure that your family is protected, ensure that your business is protected, you know, you're thinking about business planning, you're thinking about protecting those assets. You're thinking about minimizing your taxes, capital gains, right, Jerome? When it comes yes. to real estate investing, insurance is a way to ensure that you're not putting Sam in first position, but you're putting you and your business in the driver's seat. So you can reach me through my link tree again, Priscilla Ruth _ Wealthy Way, and on Facebook, Priscilla Ruth.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. So I get excited about products, educational information products. So can you tell us about the products that you're working on? The whole time you were talking, I'm like, she's got to have something she can share with us. So tell us about your products.
Yes. So right now I'm working on products to help you with a wealth mindset, because I think that, you know, and I always have preached this. I'm a preacher too. So I've always preached this, right? Coached on this, your mindset, that if you don't have the right mindset in regards to money, because money is an energy, you can have money in your hand and it comes through and falls through your pocket, like holes in your pocket, right? So you can have money in your hand, but it doesn't mean that it's going to explode, right? You're going to be wealthy. You have to learn how to deal with money. So that's one of my digital products, along with the coaching package that I offer as well. And I'm formulating right now for those of you who are ready to take, you know, that first seat position when it comes to your relationship with money. That makes a difference. And then I have other smaller packages, digital packages when it comes to budgeting. I'm working on something for credit repair and offering that. And more importantly, and most importantly, I'll say, you know, with life insurance and all these other digital products I offer, I also offer estate planning. Why? Because a will alone is not good enough. You have to have a trust in place. And I offer that to my clients, to my customers. Some are all in with life insurance. Some have come over just wanting the estate planning. It doesn't matter what angle you come from. At some point, I'll probably help you with mostly all the services. But this is important. And I'm offering you phenomenal. No, they're not astronomical, but I also myself in my time as well. So, you know, you'll see those products by the time this show's air, and I'm along, you know, different social media sites.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to skip some of the questions. So I'm going to jump straight to number four. I have number four. Tell us, in your career as a coach, I'm going to combine all of it, as a coach, as a preacher, and being in financial services. Tell us the most important lesson you've learned, and tell us in a way where we can learn from it as well.
I would say the most important lesson is to love, because when you can love people, you'll do right by people. You don't hurt anybody. Love, and loving people, also loving yourself. That's, for me, the most important thing. Every one of my clients and my customers, I call them by their name. I know them. I know them. I know their children. I know more likely where they go to church. I am not transactional. And that's the lesson that many of us who are in business as entrepreneurs, that you have to move beyond just being transactional. Now, I'm not talking about digital products, but when it comes to you being in a people business, such as real estate, entrepreneurship, and other areas where you deal with people, that's the most important aspect. You have to love people, and you have to want to do right by people, putting them in the best position and not looking out for your pocket. Because if you do that, you're going to be found out, and it's going to come.
Thank you. In your opinion, this is the next question. In your opinion, what's the most important, like, personality trait that I need to have? I don't want to become, let's not even go into insurance, right? But we've been talking about mindset and like money. You hit on some stuff. Like, what's the most important thing or persona, personality trait that I need to have to be successful with my money?
To be successful with your money, you have to be open-minded to thinking differently, because I can ask that same question for other areas of our personal development. But when it comes to money, that's like the hot point. That's the thing that people, I don't want to talk about it. But you got to be open-minded, because your relationship with money is probably the most important relationship, you know, because most marriages end. That's one of the three reasons why marriages end, is because of money. Communication is one, and sex is another, right? But money is up there, and many times money is up there with air, right? We all need money, or whatever currency we use to live. So this is what you would need to work on. You have to be open-minded, and especially when it comes to changing how you think about money. Things that we say a lot of times, money doesn't grow on trees, and this, all those different things has a bearing on your psyche, on your subconscious mind, and it affects ultimately how you do business and who you do business with. So I would say that's one trait, to be open-minded.
Thank you. Open-minded. Did you always, you've been kind of an entrepreneur since 16. Am I saying, is that correct?
Yes. Man,
you got a lot of history there.
Yes. Yes, sales. I've called out of phone books. I mean, you name it, I probably have done it. Okay. But I've always stayed in the financial services area and coaching, personal development, because one is what I love, and it deals with money. Again, every industry, I don't care what industry you're in, you're going to deal with the aspect of money. So, and where do most people fall apart is in their money. So that's why, you know, I'm able to just utilize all that experience in rank one.
And you always wanted to be in financial services. You didn't think about like another area. It was always finances.
Actually, okay. And that's a great question. I always wanted to be, well, I'll say when I started out really, really young, I wanted to be a doctor. And I almost went that route. I went through school, you know, I did some of everything with cadavers and, you know, all kinds of stuff in the medical field. But I found myself always veering back towards business and eventually wanting to be a doctor of people, you know, a doctor of the mind, a doctor of money, a doctor of business, helping in leadership. You know, even in my ministry, it's always been about building leaders with a kingdom mindset. Because we have to understand, in order to function in this world, period, we have to have our mind right. I think one of the questions you asked me was about, you know, three movies that I would say to watch. And one would be Cool Hand Luke. Watch that movie. You're going to laugh. But the point of that movie was that Luke kept trying to break out of jail. And every time he tried to break out of jail, they would catch him and then bring him back and throw him back in the cell. Till one day, the bailiff came, or the guard came and said, Luke, I know what you need. In other words, he said, I know what you need. You need to get your mind right. You need to get your mind right. And that movie was powerful because of that one point, get your mind right. To do business, to be great, you got to get your mind right.
Thank you. So we got one movie from her, y'all. We're going to go back to that. Before we go back to the movies, Priscilla, tell us something that people misunderstand about you most.
They think I'm quiet because I carry a certain presence. Yeah. People think I'm quiet because, you know, I guess, you know, just looking at me, oh, she's quiet, blah, blah, blah. But when I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. So I'm part, 70% of, you know, the extra, introvert, 30% extrovert, ambivert is what they call it. But it's because, you know, I love people, but I get my energy from, you know, being alone and having my downtime. But then I go back out and I'm like Superwoman. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Get your mind right and get your money right. Come on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. That's the misunderstanding when it comes to me.
Yeah. How can someone add immediate value to you or your business? So a really good example I always like to throw out for my guests is like, for me, if you want to add immediate value, go buy my book. Long-term value might be go buy a course or bring me a referral or somebody that's looking to sell a deal. So how can someone bring immediate value to you or your business?
I would say partnership, because the insurance industry specifically is a very misunderstood industry.
Yes.
People think you don't make money there. I make more than doctors make in an hour. So it's not true. It's the wealthiest industry ever. And then there's real estate. And I do real estate as well. Investing in done houses, now land and all of that. So I understand that aspect. But I would say more than anything, and with your question, it brings me to a point for me personally where I'm always, again, coming back to how is this right here? Mm-hmm. How is this right here?
And how is what?
What can you do to get this right? Your mind, right? Okay. Not your brain, but your mind. And I'm pointing here because we think of the mind as like where the brain is when it's really not. That's a whole nother teaching. But how can you get your mind and your money right to accomplish your goals?
Okay. And so the next question is, you did. And the reason why I was like, get what right? Because some people are only going to be hearing this.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The next question is very similar. You're welcome. How can someone add long-term value to you or your business?
I would say partnership again. Okay. And I thank you for re-asking the question because I get excited and I probably went on to another tangent. But just partnership, like if they're CPAs, real estate agents, real estate investors like yourself, mm-hmm. this is a partnership, right? Coming on your mm-hmm. show and then knowing what you do, I can tell other people about what you do. You know, helping each other to educate those of us who are in business, who are entrepreneurs, who are real estate investors, who are trying to make things happen. And those partnerships, again, come in the form of whether you're a CPA, a real estate agent, whether you are into some other aspect of doing taxes, because that's so important for entrepreneurs, business, estate investors. So, and credit repair, these are areas where we can come together with our different expertise and we can help other people like us.
Thank you. So now let's go back to the movies. You got it. I'm going to reach out to you and we're going to figure out how we can partner.
I didn't hear you. Yes. Right. I didn't hear you.
So we're going back to the movies.
Question one more time.
Yeah, we're going back to the movies.
Oh, movies. Yes.
You shared one movie with us. Give us two more. Tell us two more movies and why we should watch those movies.
I'll say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. These are all my favorites, you know, especially this one, a childhood favorite of mine. And I say that because when I remember as a kid, I remember dreaming, you know, like I mentioned earlier, there's always something more. Like I thought the world was so big. I wanted to learn. I was open, right? Being open-minded. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, again, a childhood favorite because, you know, I remember Charlie and Mr. Wonka at the end of everything going on their journey and Mr. Wonka handing time to Charlie and saying to him, basically going to make it happen. My job is done here. And so what I really want to get you to think about when it comes to that movie is understanding what position you're in. Whose baton have you taken over? What message are you now to give to the world? What should you be doing in understanding who you are and making that thing happen? So, yeah, I could talk more about that movie, but that's my childhood favorite.
What's the next movie?
I would say, gosh, that was a hard one. It's a Wonderful Life. And I haven't watched that movie in years, but that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, the point of being grateful for your life, being grateful for what you have, being taken on a journey to see your life by a guardian angel, right? But it's so important, it's so true for us to have an attitude of gratitude and to be grateful for what we have, because you could have been born at any time, but you were born right now for such a time as this, and you were born for a reason. So yeah, that's my movie.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to some books. This is one of my favorite sections. Tell us three books you recommend to the audience and why.
The one I would say is What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shem Hamstetter. Okay, by Shem Hamstetter. What to Say is a little red and white book. What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, because every day we talk to ourselves, right? We have over 80,000 thoughts a day. And every day we're talking to ourselves and you're saying either positive, negative, nothing in between. So you got to speak right to yourself. Another one I would say is The Psychology of Money. That book is so, so important. Your relationship, I can't stress, your relationship with money is so important. That's another book. And then The Greatest Salesman Who Ever Lived. I might have messed up the name of the book, but it's by Ogmandino. And it's a little book. Read that book, because really, at the end of the day, we are selling something, right? We're selling ourselves, we're selling our dream, we're selling our product, but sales doesn't have to be salesy, right? I teach a whole teaching on that. I have a whole, you know, all of that. I won't go into that. But that book is so important. If you are specifically into a sales business, you want to know how to not just run it, but how to be when it comes to sales and mindset. So those are the three books I would suggest.
All right. Excellent. Priscilla, how can listeners find out more about you online?
Again, you want to go to Facebook. That's the easiest way to reach me. Other platforms, I would love to say I remember how I even have my name, but on every platform, I'm known as Priscilla Ruth. It's all the same. But on Facebook, you'll see Priscilla Ruth. You'll see me. It's going to say what I do. Strategies, wealth strategies, the insurance industry. So you cannot miss me. Then you can also find Linktree. Looking under Priscilla Ruth _ Wealthy Way. Priscilla Ruth _ Wealthy Way. And that will show all of what I do on Linktree. So those would be, and DM me. If you want to DM me, go ahead. DM me just what it is you're looking for, what it is you're trying to accomplish. And I'll see if I can't help you. Then I have partners like Jerome who can, especially in the real estate industry.
100%. Priscilla, if you could close us out. One word, no explanation. What word would that be?
Oh, gosh. What word would that be? Peace.
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 Peace. All right.
Yeah, that's the word. It would be peace. Because that's what people need right now. Not to sound all mushy, you know, not to sound like, oh, peace. No, but peace. People need a sense of peace, whether it's in your relationships, in your finances, in your relationship with God within, right? People are looking for peace, and you can come to a place of peace just by simply, and God, Michael Beckwith talks about this, a couple of other people talk about this, just simply being at a place of acceptance, not that you accept what's going on around you, but acceptance of self. That's peace. Acceptance that things are the way they are, but I'm not going to allow those things to affect within me, to affect my dreams, to affect what I'm called to affect what God has called me to. I'm going to have peace about every situation. And one thing as I close in answering your question, throughout my time and my journey in entrepreneurship, leadership, business, all of that good stuff, one of the things, major things, is to learn to evil and even keel is what I call it. And that is whatever, you know, day you've had, whether you believe it's a high or low day, keep an even keel. If you sold a lot of product one day and you didn't sell as much the next day, keep an even keel. Because this is how you keep your emotions intact so that no matter what happens, you won't fall apart. And that's wrapped all up in peace.
All right, Priscilla, I appreciate you beyond measure. Thank you so much for today. I'm going to close this out. I want you to sit here for like 5 minutes so we can wrap it up. But thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome, for having me. And I look forward to further partnership with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.